Sean Spicer credits conservatives, Breitbart Nation for advancing him to next round of DWTS. By Hannah Blow on September 30, 2019. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer thanked conservatives and Breitbart Nation for advancing him through to the next round of Dancing with the Stars, stressing the significance of the message it sends to elites in Washington, D.C. and Hollywood during an appearance on Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125. Spicer is competing in another round of DWTS on Monday night, and he credits conservatives and Breitbart Nation for making it happen. He said conservatives sent a significant message to leftist elites. "We made it last week, because your listeners and the people who listen to Breitbart Radio, who read the stories at Breitbart.com, came out huge," Spicer said. "I cannot tell you how grateful and humbled I am by the number of people who took the time to text and click on that stuff," he continued. Spicer told Breitbart News Sunday that conservatives sent a huge message by pushing him through to the next round. "You can't explain how it feels when you're up there, and you know that you've been boycotted. And people have said that I should be kicked off the show because they don't want to hear this voice," Spicer explained. "To know the people at Breitbart Nation took the time to go out there and text and click, it truly is something that we did together," he said. "I think we sent a big message because clearly, as anyone who watches the show saw, I'm not the most gifted dancer in the world," he continued. "I can't thank you and everyone at Breitbart Nation enough for coming out." Spicer echoed the remarks he made during Breitbart News Sunday last week. His appearance on DWTS is sending the message that conservatives are human beings and good people who care about the country, and they should not be closed out for holding different views. Spicer said, "This has been a fun experience. It's been enjoyable. But I think it's also important that people don't get to just shout down people on the right and don't get to say that we get boycotted and can't participate. We go out there. We elected a president last time, we believe in certain things, and I know the people at Breitbart, who read Breitbart, have listened to it, care about this country. We may not, we clearly don't agree with the folks on the left. But I think to be told that we don't have a voice is exactly the way that you described it. They tried to dismiss us last cycle. They tried to kick us out of restaurants. They tried to say we're not allowed to go on shows, and so to see that kind of support, and that's obviously what carried us through," Spicer continued. "It goes back to what Maxine Waters said," Spicer said, referring to the California lawmakers' call for resistors to confront and harass Trump administration officials. "Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up," Waters said. "If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd, and you push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere," she pressed. "That's what they want to do. So for us to go out there and show folks that we have a bunch of people in this country who are with us, and those are all your listeners and your subscribers and leaders, that sends a message to them," Spicer said, adding that his stay in the competition will force political elites to realize that conservatives are still here and still have a massive voice. "Once it starts happening, if I keep going forward, it makes them realize, well, wait a second. Who the heck are these people who are voting for Spicer? And it's the same thing from the last election. Who are these deplorables who went out in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Iowa? That wasn't supposed to happen. But it was because we went and sent a message to folks," Spicer said. "I know what the left wanted. I know what the odds makers thought was going to happen. And when you defy that, we really send a message, and it's not about me," Spicer stressed. "It's about us, and I really appreciate everything that all of your folks did," he added. "You and everyone at Breitbart." Spicer competes again Monday night alongside his dancing partner Lindsay Arnold. Spicer told Breitbart News Sunday that he dances later in the show, but supporters can begin casting votes at 8 p.m. EST. The voting window is only open during the live show, through 10 p.m. EST. Details are on the team's website, spicerarnold.com. You can submit 20 votes total for Sean and Lindsay. You can submit 10 votes by texting Sean to 21523. Each text is one vote. You have to send Sean 10 times to submit all 10 votes. And you can submit 10 more votes online at abc.com. You need to start by making an account here, which you can do now before voting opens. When voting begins, you log in and can add 10 votes for Sean and Lindsay, Hashtag Team Sweet and Spicy. The website also features Spicer/Arnold campaign merchandise. All proceeds go to the Independence Fund, which provides track wheelchairs to service members, and Yellow Ribbon Fund, which supports the caregivers of injured service members. Spicer's infamous neon puffy shirt alone raised $3,800, which went to both organizations.